Who's your family?
Malvin took the kids to the Illinois State Fair. My daughter is entering a prize steer.
How old?
A year and a half.
No, I meant kids.
Oh! Margot is 17, and Caroline is 16.
Well, that's nice having kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're not kids anymore. Things change.
They always do. One of the laws of nature. Most people are afraid of change, but if you look at it like it's something you can always count on, then it can be a comfort. There's not many things you can really count on.
Yeah, I guess. I'm one of those people that it frightens, I think.
No, I doubt that.
Why do you say that?
Oh, from Italy to Iowa. That's a big change.
No, but Richard was in the army there. I met him when I was living in Naples. I didn't know anything about Iowa. I just cared that it was America and, of course, being with Richard, so.
What's he like?
He's very clean. And
clean?
Yeah. No, I mean... He's a very hard worker. Very caring. Honest. He's gentle. He's a good father.
And clean.
Yeah.
And you like living here in Iowa, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm not gonna tell anyone.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Oh, it's just fine. It's quiet. The people are real nice. And all that's true, mostly. It is quiet. And the people are nice. Mm-hmm. In certain ways. You know, we all help each other out. If someone gets sick or hurt, all the neighbors come in and they pick the corn or harvest the oats or whatever needs to be done. If you go into town, you can leave your car unlocked and let the kids run around. Don't worry about them. Yeah, there are a lot of nice things about the people here, and I respect them for those qualities. Well, it's not what I dreamed of as a girl.
You know, I scribbled something down the other day. I often do that when I'm out on the road. It kind of goes like this. The old dreams were good dreams. They didn't work out, but I'm glad I had them. I don't know what all that means. I just thought I might use it someday. Anyway, I think I know how you feel. Coming with me, are you?
No matter how many times I turn it over and over in my mind, it doesn't seem like the right thing.
For who?
For anyone. They'll never be able to live through the talk. And Rich. Richard will never be able to get his arms around this. It will break him in half. He doesn't deserve that. He's never hurt anyone in his whole life.
You can move on. People move.
His family has had this farm for over 100 years. Richard doesn't know how to live anywhere else. And my kids.
They're practically grown. You said yourself they hardly talk to you.
Yeah, they don't say much. But Caroline is only 16. And she's about to find out about all this for herself. She's going to fall in love, and she's going to try to build a life with someone. If I leave, what does that say to her?
What about us?
You have to know. Deep down, the minute we leave here, everything will change.
Could get better.
And no matter how much distance we put between ourselves and this house, I carry it with me. I feel it every minute we're together, and I will start to blame loving you for how much it hurts. And then even these four beautiful days will seem just like something sordid and a mistake.
Francesca, do you think what happened with us just happens to anyone? What we feel for each other, we're hardly two separate people now. And some people search all their life for this and never find it. Others don't even think it exists. You're going to tell me that this is the right thing to do? Giving it up?
We are the choices that we have made, Robert. You don't understand. Oh, don't you see? Nobody understands when a woman makes a choice to marry and have children. In one way, her love begins, but in another way, it stops. You build a life of details, and you just stop and stay steady so that your children can move, and when they leave, they take your life and details with them. You're expected to move on again, but you don't even remember what it was that moved you, because nobody says you, it's locked. Not even yourself. Oh, but you never think love like this is going to happen to you.
But now that you have it.
Now I want to keep it forever. I want to love you the way I do now for the rest of my life. But if we leave, we lose it. And I can't make an entire life disappear to start a new one. All I can do is try to hold on to one of us somewhere inside of me. You have to help me.
Who's us? Don't throw us away. Maybe you feel this way, maybe you don't. Maybe it's just because you're in this house. Tomorrow when they come back, you'll feel differently. Don't you think that's possible?
I don't know.
Well, look, I'm going to be here a few more days. We can talk later. We don't have to decide right now.
Robert, don't do this.
I don't want to say goodbye right now. We don't have to make that decision. Maybe you'll change your mind. Maybe we'll see each other and you'll change your mind.
If that happens, you have to decide. Because I can't.
Say this once, then. I've never said it before. But this kind of certainty comes but just once in a lifetime.